Hi there. Many people, well, pretty much all of us have fears at various times, lots of things that we get scared of. And we try and run away from those fears. We try and hide from those fears. But the problem is, that just makes it worse. Because see, here's the thing that most people don't realize. Fear is actually your friend. My name is Keith Blakemore-Noble. I'm the UK's number one fear strategist. I help people transform their deepest fears into their greatest strengths. And that's what we're talking about today, is why fear is your friend. Just imagine this scenario for a moment. Just imagine you are part of a project. It's a wonderful project. It has this great vision. And this is going to be something that's really important for so many people. You're in the team meeting for the project. You know that there is something which you believe has been overlooked. And this something could be so important that it could potentially derail the entire project, could cause the whole project to collapse and prevent you from creating that thing that's going to help so many people. So you're in the meeting and you kind of raise your hand, have we looked at this? And the rest of the people ignore you and shut you up and shush you. What do you do? Do you just go quiet at that point? No, you know this could cost lives. You know this is really dangerous. So you speak a bit louder and a bit louder, and you end up jumping up and shouting, we need to listen to this. They still ignore you. What do you do? You go to your boss. You go to their boss. You go all the way to the CEO if you need to. You will not shut up until this has been dealt with, because you know this is so crucial. That, my friend, is what fear is. Fear is simply a sign, a warning, a message that there's something we have overlooked. And people talk about feel the fear and do it anyway. Yeah, if it was that easy, we'd all be doing it. False evidence appearing real. No, that's the point. You don't know at that point whether the evidence is true or false. If you just ignore it, that voice is going to shout louder and louder and louder, creating all this fear. I work around this, and so many of my clients work around this, is to, first of all, acknowledge, thank you for bringing this to my attention. At this point, I don't know yet whether this is a real thing or whether this is just overactive imagination, but thank you for bringing it to my attention. Let's take a look. What's actually going on? What's underneath the fear? Acknowledge it. Recognize there is something there and take a look. Is this something that we've overlooked? Or is it just that I hadn't quite realized that we've looked at it yet? Just analyze the situation. Don't get paralyzed by the fear. Don't get scared and run off. Accept that, hey, this is something which is, when I spend a few moments looking at this, is going to make my outcome even more stronger. Even more stronger. It's going to make it even stronger, even better, and even more powerful. The more you do this, the more you'll be able to start to hear that little voice, intuition, gut feel, whatever you want to call it, the more you're going to hear that when it's quieter, because it doesn't have to shout, because you're listening to it from the outset. And the more you're able to do that, the less it's going to have to shout and jump up and down and scream, which means the less times you're going to experience fear, because you're acknowledging these issues way early on, before it has to scream and shout. You're listening to that voice in the meeting. It's going, have we looked at this? Before they have to write to the CEO and express their concerns. And that's what I do. It's taken years to develop, to realize this, but that's what I do. And that's what my clients do as well. And that's what I'd encourage you to do. So next time you're feeling fear or experiencing fear, just consider, this isn't something to run away from. This isn't something to be scared of. Quite the reverse. Just take some simple steps. Acknowledge that part of you for bringing it to your attention. Hey, thank you. This may be something I've overlooked. I don't know yet. Let's take a look. So acknowledge it. Have a look at it and explore what's behind this. Is this a genuine fear? Is this something we need to fix? Or is this simply that I hadn't quite realized and fully appreciated what's been done? My name is Keith Blakemore-Noble, UK number one fear strategist, telling you that fear